you bitches. Today, I'm going to talk to you guys about disrespect in friendships. I feel like you guys, not you guys though, but many people that I see on social media, they think that friendship is by force and they think that they have to endure so much disrespect all in the name of friendship. Like, it's never that serious. It's never that deep at all. Like, you would not die. Talking Angela, if you will. But you wouldn't die if you didn't have friends. It would be sad. It would be lonely. But then I think you not having friends is better than you being disrespected time and time and time again. Like, I feel like that's one thing that you'd never pay me to do. Like, be disrespected by people. Like, who the fuck are you? That's so painful. And that's, like, embarrassing for you. Like, this person was created the same way you were created. Their parents did X, Y, and Z. Their mom carried them, gave birth to them, grew up, and then you want them to disrespect you. Like, what part of their coming up or raising, being raised up, I guess, was different from your own that you're like, okay, this person is allowed to disrespect me? All in the name of friend. Is it that serious? No, talk to me, tell me. Is it that serious? It's never that deep. When I was like 10, not 10, sharp, like when I was 10 and below, like I didn't used to have friends. Like the only friends that I had were family friends, and like it wasn't anything too serious, wasn't anything too deep. Like, I would hang out with them because, not like they were bad or anything, but like I just didn't really care for that. Like, I just like to be in my room, talk to myself. Yeah, it's obviously it's giving mentally ill, but then that was better than being, you know, bullied by your friends, because that's what it's called. I mean, you might be like, oh well, it's not bullying, like, bitch. Okay, if you say so. But let me talk about a few things that I personally will find disrespectful. The first one is very obvious. When people are angry and they decide that they're going to be Hulk with you. Do you know why this is a problem? I feel like for me personally, my anger is very justified, yes, but I'm not somebody that if I'm angry, I'm going to start screaming at anybody. Like, I'm too self-aware for all of that. Like, I would see myself screaming and I'm like, shut the actual fuck up. Like, I'll check myself before anybody can even check me. So I shut my mouth and I'm silent when I'm angry. So what I have an issue with is when somebody's angry and they decide that they're going to take out their anger on somebody else. That is beyond disrespectful. This has never happened to me, ever. The second you start yelling at me, I look back, look for who you're talking to, and I turn around and I keep walking. I'm not going to fight you. I'm not going to beat you. I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not going to answer you. I'll just stop talking to you. Now, nobody has ever done that to me, but I see it happen so many times. And do you know why I have a problem with this? Because they pick and choose. People know who they can carry their anger out on. People know who they can yell at when they're angry. And they know who not to even come close to. And that's what pisses me off. Like, okay, go and yell at this person if you think that you're so angry, but they can't. So if you are in a situation where somebody is so comfortable yelling at you because they're angry, run. First of all, they don't respect you enough to be like, okay, I need to comport myself. Second of all, they don't even fucking like you, because why are they yelling at you? Especially when they do it in public. Many people are there and they're just like, okay, who am I going to take out my anger on? You. And then they're like, start yelling at you in front of everybody. And everybody's just looking like, ah, like, what's happening? Don't you feel disgraced? Stand up. Please, stand up. And the funny thing is, they will apologize when they realize that you're not taking the bullshit. But do you know when they're going to do it? When nobody else is there. So now, in everybody else's mind, they're like, ah, this one is very stupid. They yelled at you in front of everybody and then you're still following them. But then they did apologize, but then when everybody was away, they came to do it in silence. Can you see how stupid that is? Stand the fuck up. Next thing that I think is very disrespectful is when people tell your business to their partner. How in God's green earth does that make sense? Like, I've never been in a situation where I'm having a discussion with somebody that I talk to every day or somebody that I'm with and I'm like, oh, my friend told me her business. It's time to bring it up because I don't have anything better to do with my life. There's no reason for it. Like, what's actually the outcome? Do you want an opinion on it? Like, why do you need that? It's different if your friend wants other people's opinions, and then they tell you, okay, you ask this person, but like, don't say my name. That's like so calm. But just imagine you're talking to your boyfriend, and then you're just like, oh, wait, so like, Olamide told me this thing that like happened with her and her boyfriend. Oh, have you heard the gist? And you think that somebody can do that and call you their friend. Shame on you. If you can see my hand, I'm putting an L to your head. Bring your forehead close to the phone. I'm putting an L for you. Because how does that make sense? And you're like, oh, well, they're close to like, they talk about everything. But how are you involved in that everything? Like, how does that make sense? How? Is it disrespectful? Please, if you think it's not disrespectful, stand up. Stand up. Next thing that I think is very, very disrespectful is lying. Unprovoked. Especially when it comes to something that's serious. Because I'm somebody that if I'm friends with somebody, I trust them. Like, why would you lie to me? I'm that person that's like, why would you lie? Like, nothing is that serious. Why would you lie? The only time that I lie is when somebody's asking me about something that I don't want to talk about. And I give off the energy, okay, I don't want to talk about this. Oh, cool, nice. But then they're still pressing. Now, do I lie about the situation that happened? No, I don't. But do I lie about knowing something? Yes, I do. Like, if somebody's like, oh, like Brad and Ashley, these are the funniest names. Oh, Brad and Ashley are going through like a really tough divorce. And I'm like, oh, that must be tough. Like, I don't want to talk about this. Like, what's my business? Like, am I part of the relationship? No. And it's not tea for me. Like, Brad or Ashley did not ruin my life once. And then I'm like, ah, good for them. Because that's like a normal reaction. But then I have no business with them. And then somebody's like, oh, did you know? And I'm like, no. Oh, do you know about? No, I don't. That's like where I lie. Rightfully so. And I have no shame about it. I will continue to lie. What is my business? I feel like people need to understand who they can gossip with. And I'm not saying that because I'm like, I don't gossip, I'm perfect. Like, I do. But with my close friends, and we establish that we are close friends, like, people need to know who they are gossiping with. Like, you can't just gossip with a random person. Like, I'm a random person to you. Why are you gossiping with me? That doesn't make sense. Like, no, it doesn't make sense. So where I have an issue with people lying is when they lie about serious things, because as a friend, I trust you. So if you're lying to me about something, like you're lying about what somebody said about me, and then I go and confront the person and it ends up being a lie, and now I've ruined a friendship because you lied, that's fucking annoying and messy as shit. Anybody that's a liar, I think you should just stay away. Obviously, there are lies that are allowed. And as a human being with a brain, hopefully, you would know that. But then some things you just shouldn't lie about. Like, why were you late? Oh, we even get to lateness very soon. Why were you late? Instead of you to just say you woke up late or something, you're now lying like, oh, there was traffic on this way. Oh, my car broke down. Like, I'm not going to beat you. Why are you lying? Girl. Now, next one for me is lateness. I think this is also going to be my last one. Not like there are not other things that are disrespectful in friendships, but I think that these ones are just the main ones to me. Okay, let me just mention a few off the top of my head before I get to lateness, because lateness is where I'm going to end this thing, because that's even why I even thought about this topic. So things that I think are very disrespectful to a friend is people are talking shit about them. Even if they're saying the truth, you add to it. That's very disrespectful. Next one is talking to their significant other in that way. Especially when you met that significant other after they started dating. Like, that's just rude and disrespectful. What else would I say is disrespectful in friendships? Telling their business that they confided in you with. Does that make sense? I don't know the English. But somebody told you something about somebody else. Like, I'm really having an issue with somebody else. And then somehow you think it's your place to go and tell the other person that this... Like, that will never make sense to me. And I think it's very disrespectful. It's not nice. Maybe they are waiting for a good time when they're ready to talk about something with that person before they bring it up to that person. They're just confiding in you. And then you're not like, oh, let me help them and grant. Like, that's very messy to me. But because of the fact that I don't receive troubles and, you know, proper insults in the name of friendship, I can't think of that much. sorry. But last one, and this is something that I'm very passionate about. I don't care if somebody else is like, it's not that deep. To me, it is. So guess what? The Zariah effect. Even if my name is Deborah. But then I'm going to change my name to Zariah. I'm going to change my first name and last name. Like, who knew, bitch? Because why not? But, yeah, lateness. So lateness is very disrespectful to me. I feel like, especially when it's a very small gathering, I think it's very disrespectful for you to be late. Because I'm somebody that avoids lateness. I avoid it because I think it's very disrespectful and it shows that I don't respect somebody else's time. And I think, obviously, it's very different. Like, if somebody were coming to my house, I don't need to get ready. I don't need to leave my house. I don't need to be somewhere waiting for them. So it's not that deep for them to come late. And me, I don't go late. No, I go late. I go late to other people's houses because, like, I'm going to stay at your house. And I'm that person that I stay for a long ass time. Like, not like I don't know when to leave, but it's like, I spent Uber to come here and I'm spending Uber to go back. So, like, let me enjoy the moments. And I stay for as long as possible. Because why not? But I don't sleep over. Like, I mean, I can, but then I don't like to. Like, I'd rather be in my house. Like, I don't care if I'm going back to my house at 4 a.m. I don't care. I want to be on my bed in my house. Thank you. So when it comes to going to people's houses, I don't think that is anything that's too deep, especially when, like, nothing is happening. Like, if it were something happening at their house, obviously I would go early because something's happening. But then just to see them in their house, not that deep. If they don't have plans, like, that day, you get cool. Now, when it comes to going out with friends, I think it's very disrespectful to be late. Like, it's just so weird. Like, I'm that person that if you're late, I give you 15 minutes, you're late, 30 minutes, I'm out. I'm sorry, I am going home. Because it's just fucking weird. And, you know, if you're going to be late, obviously you have to tell me, but not when I'm there. Like, if I'm going out with my friends, I'm keeping them updated every single time that I do something new. Like, if I wake up late, I'm like, oh fuck, I just woke up late, shit, we're going to be so late. And then I'm like, okay, don't start getting ready yet because I'm not yet ready. And then I'm like, okay, I'm entering my Uber now, I'm at this place now, so tell me, I'll tell you when to start leaving your house so that we can meet there around the same time. That just works more. I don't think it's a nice thing to keep somebody waiting, and I also don't think it's a nice thing to be the one waiting. It's just very disrespectful to me. Some people just can't fucking own up to it. They're like, oh, I'm just like fashionably late, but then they come up in, they come up in the ugliest outfits possible, but let me stop. I just think it's very disrespectful, and I feel like those kind of things, I look into it very deeply. Like, those kind of people, first of all, when you're late like that, I'm not hanging out with you again. Sorry about that. I'm not. Second of all, when it comes to things like work, and, you know, somebody's like, oh, do you know anybody that does this? And then you want me to recommend you that's always late. Like, does that make sense? And I know people might be like, oh, like, that's not a good thing. Like, your friend, you're not going to disgrace me. You're not going to disgrace me. I'm not going to recommend you to somebody and then you're going to go there late. And then people will think that, oh, that's how me, I do things too. Fuck no. It's very deep for me. I have no idea why. I hate it. I hate when people keep me waiting. I hate keeping people waiting. That's why I prefer to always be the one that goes earlier. So that, if anything, I'm the one waiting, but not for too long. Once it's too long, I'm leaving. And it's also very interesting to me because I'm never the one to pick time. Like, I'm not that bitch that's like, okay, let's go out at this time. I'm always like, what time do you want to go out? So anytime that you come late, I know that you just fucking hate me. And you just think that I don't have anything to do with my day and you just want to waste my time. Because it's never that deep to me to go out and see somebody. Like, I love you, cool, but then the phone works. Like, I love you, but then, like, it's never that deep to come out of my house to see you. So now I'm coming out of my house and then you want to waste my time. I was so leave. All that's in my head is, fuck that bitch. Like, I'm that person that, like, no offense, or not even no offense, but, like, sadly, sometimes my pride comes first. Like, the second somebody just pisses me off, I'm like, okay, I'm done with this. Like, even if it's something that I want and need, I'm like, oh no, I'm done with this. Anything that I planned on doing that day, I would just be like, yeah, it's not that important. Even if it kind of is, but then my pride comes first. But yeah, lateness, I hate that. I hate it. I don't care if you use mental health, whatever, to excuse it. I hate it. So many people have been like, oh, like, I just, you know, have mental health. Like, bitch, I believe in mental health. I am still aware of the fact that even if you have mental health conditions, you should still make efforts to try. Because if you were the one waiting, how would you feel? That is not fun. But yeah, that's all. Please stop receiving insults in the name of friendship. You'll be fine if you don't have that many friends. Because I'm sure you still have, even if it's just one friend. But you don't want one, you want 1,000. And that's the problem with you. Me too, sometimes I want 1,000. Not even like I want 1,000 to talk to every day, but then I just want 1,000. I'm like, if you piss me off, I'll just call this person. Not like that's how I, you know, fuck, that sounded bad. But yeah, you'll be fine without friends or with friends or with good friends. Like, if you're not that bad of a human being, I believe that you will find good friends. But then if you're not finding friends, I hate to break it to you, babes. I think you might be the problem. Because I feel like, as somebody that doesn't even leave my house, like, I still have friends. So, like, even without me doing the whole socializing thing, I still have friends. And I still have made new friends in the past few months. So if you are, like, not having any friends... And, like, being fucking for real. Some people say they don't have friends, but then they do. I'm talking about you have, like, zero friends. I mean, sorry, but you might. You might be the problem, or you're just too good for everybody. I mean, you can look at it from different angles, I guess. But that is all that I would like to say for this episode. Make sure you guys please follow, rate, and review the podcast. And I will see you guys in the next episode, obviously. You guys are the best. Hope you have fun. I'm hungry. I'm always hungry. I'm always hungry against stuff. I already feel myself, like, saying something else that doesn't make sense. And then I'm not, like, going, like, a 10-minute rant about it. And then realize, oh, it doesn't really make sense. And then I probably have to cut it out of the episode every fucking time. Like, if you listen to the raw thing, the raw episodes, you'd be like, okay, this is very different from what I listen to when it's, like, edited. That's why I take so much time, because I see so much shit. Not like, is it bad, but it's like, okay, how does this have anything to do with the topic? Anyways, bye.